Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 19th of February 2026. The new snow and wind slabs represent the main danger. Outside marked and open pistes, a very precarious avalanche situation will be encountered over a wide area. All day it applies above the treeline high avalanche danger, so danger level 4, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below the treeline, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. Attention, a special warning, a lot of snow will fall from early morning in some regions. Backcountry touring and other off-piste activities call for great restraint. In some localities over a wide area 30 to 50 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The new snow and wind slabs will be deposited on a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on steep shady slopes above the treeline. The sometimes storm-force wind will transport the new snow, especially at intermediate and high altitudes, as well as in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain at elevated altitudes. On very steep slopes, natural avalanches must be expected. Mostly the avalanches are medium-sized and easily released. They can be released by small loads. In some places the avalanches can penetrate down to the ground and reach large size. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The avalanche-prone locations are prevalent and are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Backcountry touring calls for meticulous route selection. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area 30 to 50 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall. The sometimes storm-force wind will transport the new snow. In all aspects, wind slabs will form. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east-facing slopes above the treeline. The snowpack remains generally prone to triggering. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 20th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.